Hi there. Why am I wearing this? Well, today let's talk about how cities around the world are transforming their streets to accommodate greater numbers of cyclists, people on bikes. The hope is that this makes it a safer and more enjoyable way to travel. Just imagine if your daily journey to work could help improve your health, reduce your carbon footprint, and either bring you closer to nature so that you can hear the birds singing, or help you take in the vibrant culture of a big city. So today I'm talking about the boom in cycling. Apparently in London, bike use is up by 20% in the last few years. And new cycle lanes, that's roads and pathways built specifically for bicycles, are a big part of this. Another European city that I love to visit, Amsterdam. I like Amsterdam. I love its atmosphere. But what's really noticeable to someone like me from the UK when I visit Amsterdam, the huge numbers of cyclists. My memories of Amsterdam include nearly being run over by cyclists on several occasions. British people forget to look for cyclists when crossing the road because we're just not used to seeing that many. And I'm sure the Amsterdam cyclists curse British tourists like me for those near misses. But today, let's look at cycling and at whether it might be the solution to some of our environmental problems. There's some great vocabulary in this podcast for English language learners. And if you listen right to the end of the podcast, I'll talk about a brilliant idea that might make cycling safe, popular and accessible everywhere, not just in the big cities, and at no extra cost. Hello, I'm Hilary and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Listen to the end to hear that one. Before I get on to that, please help Adept English. Subscribe to our channel on Spotify, on YouTube Podcasts, or on Apple Podcasts. Wherever you listen, basically. Subscribing helps Adept English get more listeners. It means more people can benefit from what we do. So please hit that notify button and subscribe. It's a no-cost way of supporting Adept English. People say to us all the time, "Your content is really good. I'm surprised you don't have more listeners." We think that too. So please help us out. Thank you for doing that. So vocabulary, first of all. The words cycle, bicycle and bike all mean the same thing. That two-wheeled vehicle that most of us learn to ride as children. And the verbs for this topic are similar. We probably wouldn't talk about bicycling, but we would talk about cycling or biking. So that's the verb to bike, B-I-K-E. Both forms are used. And you'll have heard me talk in previous podcasts about the move towards electric vehicles or EVs. This is most Western governments' response to the requirement to go carbon neutral. I've talked in previous podcasts also about how the current design of electric vehicles isn't going to serve people's needs. And neither is their infrastructure to supply the electricity and the charging points that we need. Infrastructure, infrastructure, that means services, things like electricity and roads. With imposed deadlines in the next few years, it's really difficult to see how we're going to arrive at net zero. And there are other issues. We're going to struggle to get away from the use of plastic, PLASTIC. It's a big byproduct of the petrochemical industry, but it's one that we absolutely rely on. Medical supplies, household items, the interior of your car, and food packaging. What would we do without plastic? So we're still reliant on fossil fuels for many things. But imagine a future where our streets are filled with the gentle hum of bicycles instead of cars. Much cleaner air, for one thing. If more and more of us are going to be living in cities much closer together, cycling could be the solution to our transport problems. Could more of our journeys be done by bike? Once you've bought a bike, it's very cheap to run. There's no fuel needed, except for the effort you put in, the calories that you burn cycling. As long as the air is relatively clean, cycling is good for your health and your level of fitness. So back to those statistics. Cycling in London is up by 20% since 2019, and it's estimated that 1.26 million journeys are made by bike every day in London. 1.26 million, that's a lot. And apparently the number of trips by car, journeys by car, has fallen drastically in the same period. And in fact, the number of journeys by bike has quadrupled. That means it's gone up, it's increased by four times. The reasons for the popularity of cycling are easy to see. You've the choice to drive, but in London, that just means sitting in traffic for long periods of time. Very frustrating. The roads in London are extremely congested and increasingly restricted. There's the congestion charge to pay, and fewer of London's roads are available to cars. Getting anywhere in London by car is unsatisfactory. I do drive in London sometimes when I go to visit my daughter, but it's not a pleasant experience and I do try to avoid it and go on the tube instead. And public transport, the London Underground, for instance, the tube that I just mentioned, that is still the most efficient way to travel around London. But there are strikes and problems with certain tube lines. So it's understandable that people prefer to be above ground, getting their exercise on their way to work. If you have a busy London life, then getting your exercise in at the same time as your commute to work, well, that just makes sense. You're killing two birds with one stone. That just means you're solving two problems with one action. Here, the need to commute to work and the need to get your daily exercise. So while the number of journeys by bike in London is rising, they still only represent 5% of journeys made each day. Compare that with the Danish capital, Copenhagen, where that figure is closer to 49%. Half of journeys are made by bike. And another way of measuring the popularity of something like cycling, how many bike trips are made per person per day as an average? Despite the increase I'm describing, the number of bike trips per person per day in London is still only 0.14. Compare that to Amsterdam, the location of my near misses with people on bikes. Well, in Amsterdam, the number of bike trips per person per day is 0.9. That's really high, isn't it? It means that on average, nearly every single person in Amsterdam makes one bike trip per day. The problems with cycling. Well, the obvious ones. It's much more practical where the land is relatively flat. If you live in a place with steep hills, cycling is only practical if you're very fit. Or maybe the other way to look at it, the population of such a place could become fit by being made to cycle more. People aren't going to like that though, are they? And cycling to work is fine if you have somewhere to shower and get changed. People who must dress smart for their work may have more of a problem with cycling. Cycle helmet hair is a problem, I can tell you. But more seriously, the number one problem with cycling is, of course, safety. That's S-A-F-E-T-Y. The increase in cycling in London has only come alongside a big increase in the number of cycle lanes available. Cycle lanes or cycle paths are pathways specifically for bikes. London's roads are simply too busy for it to be safe cycling. It's dangerous for cyclists to mix with ordinary traffic. And even if you eventually ban most of the cars, taxis, buses, and vans delivering goods to shops are still going to be necessary. These vehicles pose a threat to the safety of cyclists, of course. So continuing to build cycle lanes, cycle paths is essential if we want to see cycling in London as part of the solution to some of our environmental problems and our transport problems. Outside big cities like London, how practical is cycling as a mode of transport? Well, there are certain local journeys that I could make by bike if I needed to, and it would probably increase my level of fitness. However, the town I live in has hills. It's not flat. There's one particular one on the road back up to my house that's very steep. It makes me puff and pant. That means I get very out of breath when I'm cycling up there. So a greater level of fitness is required where there are hills, and that might be an obstacle. There's also a lack of cycle lanes outside of the capital. There are some, but they're not consistent. And most of the time, cyclists are expected to ride on the roads alongside the traffic. There just isn't the money to build cycle lanes everywhere. So people are naturally concerned about safety. And indeed, my son is just 15 years old. And only at Christmas, one of his friends had a serious accident when he was knocked off his bike by a car. He had to be hospitalized. Fortunately, the friend is better now, but he was very lucky not to be more seriously injured. Cycling on roads carries a big risk. One obvious solution to the lack of cycle lanes outside of the big cities: cycling on the pavement. That's pavement, P-A-V-E-M-E-N-T. That's the pathway at the side of the road intended for people on foot, or pedestrians as we call them. P-E-D-E-S-T-R-I-A-N-S, pedestrians. Currently, the situation in the UK, at worst, it would be a £30 fine on the spot. But actually, most of the time, the police turn a blind eye to cycling on the pavement, meaning they ignore it. The pavements around where I live are generally empty. There are hardly any pedestrians. If necessary to make this safer, you could increase the fines for dangerous cycling and make it a rule that cyclists on the pavement give way to pedestrians, and cyclists would be responsible for judging whether or not it's safe to ride on the pavement. Clearly, there are situations where it isn't. Outside of the big cities, in normal towns and villages, there simply isn't the money to build cycle lanes everywhere. But there are already pavements everywhere. Relaxing the rules to allow cyclists outside of the capital to cycle on the pavement could be a solution without endangering pedestrians or people on foot. And it would make a massive difference. I think that could work. What do you think? Do you cycle to work? Do you enjoy cycling? Or is it something that you would never do? Let us know. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.